Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss Ed Sheeran threatening the world, our dream cartoon blunt rotations, Hillary Clinton's Broadway poop attack, and how Reese Witherspoon ignores me every year. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at Patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, Tyler.
This is our second attempt at trying to start. Corey really thought he could start it off, and it was not good. And I blame Corey.
You wasted a whole minute of my life that I'll never get back.
Corey was all, would you rather fuck off or fuck on?
You're the one.
and you want me to do something with that? I said, you know what? We're going to stop the recording and we're going to try that again.
Tyler said, good morning to only the people in America. Fuck off to everyone else.
Oh, MAGA. Oh, so now we're making things up.
I've got the audio. I'll release it.
You have your side of the audio. What do you have with my side?
Don't threaten me. They'll be able to fill in the blanks.
Any hoozles. So Corey Coolzles, what's up?
You know.
How was your weekend?
I had a busy fucking weekend.
You had a busy weekend. I had a busy weekend.
I went out Thursday. I went out Friday. I went out Saturday.
Oh, she's a big girl with a big dream and taking on the big town.
I don't ever do that one night, let alone three nights.
I think that's called a bender.
Oh my God, I was on a bender.
I don't really know what a bender is. Is bender drug related or alcohol related or what's the? It's just party time.
I think it's party time. Excellent. Wayne's World. Party time.
Okay.
Isn't that what they say?
I don't know. I've never seen it. It's way
before my
time. You've
never seen Wayne's World?
No.
Have you seen Wayne's World 2?
No, is Wayne just one of them, or is it both of them, or is it their ship name, or what's up? There's two of them, correct?
Yes.
If this were called Corey's World,
yes,
wouldn't you feel a little like, hey, I'm the other guy here?
Yeah, Dana Carvey played Garth.
People always said I look like Dana Carvey.
So I guess this is Corey's World.
Turtle, turtle, turtle.
Do you say which came first, Bobby's World or Wayne's World?
Okay, who's Bobby?
You don't know Bobby's World?
It's a cartoon?
Yes.
With that guy from The Comeback?
With Howie Mandel.
No.
Howie Mandel voices all of the characters on Bobby's World, I think.
Oh my God.
Don't hold me accountable for that. All I remember about Bobby's World is that the family's last name was Generic.
Louis Anderson.
And they all pronounced it generic. Or it might be the opposite of that, but that was a running
Anderson,
joke.
Louis Anderson is there, right?
Bobby's World cast?
As the fumbling doctor, I think.
Bobby's World IMDb. It ran for 8 seasons, created by Howie Mandel.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
He better get his work. You know what? I met him once. He was nice.
Isn't he a germaphobe?
Yeah, but like a lot of people are.
Better than a homophobe.
I've always said that.
Okay, so maybe Howie Mandel just voices Bobby. You think okay. Louis Armstrong was in this?
Louis Anderson. Louis Armstrong?
I'm not seeing Louis Anderson on the list of
Well, IMDb. Then what show am I thinking of where Louis Anderson like voices a cartoon character for kids or something? I don't know. Like, it was like, you know who I'm talking about, who Louis Anderson is?
He had his own show called Life with Louis.
Yes, that's the one. Yes.
It's not called yes. Louis's World.
I saw a picture of you, Corey.
And
it wasn't of your, it wasn't of anything above your thighs.
Just my feet?
It was your legs and your feet out on Maine.
Where was this?
On your Instagram story, you were petting a dog with your feet.
Oh yeah, that was weeks ago.
Yeah, well, what's the deal with grippers on Maine?
Grippers on Maine, what's that about?
Your carpet grippers.
Are those what toes are called?
If you're nasty.
My friends?
If you're pulling out people's pubes with your
toes. I could pull someone's hair with my toes.
Yeah, okay.
In high school, my friends called them my finger toes.
Yeah, your carpet grippers.
Just because I can pick up a quarter off the ground with my bare feet.
You could peel a sticker off the back of a sticker.
I really could. I could peel a sticker off of something that it's stuck to.
Yeah, what? Like the back of a sticker.
That's not stuck to it. They're just friends. They're having a mutual relationship.
Codependent, really. Without the sticker, what is that? Just trash.
Would you ever
the sticker gives it purpose.
You know when you had like a sticker sheet and you picked off all the stickers and then some people would take the outline of the stickers?
Sure.
And stick it somewhere? Those sure. people weren't right.
Those people made the most of life.
why you gotta use the extra sticker outline and put it somewhere?
Well, you know what?
That's, on your trapper keeper.
They were finding the beauty in everything.
Yeah, suddenly the Koontz is them. My art pop could mean anything.
Have you ever had a sticker book?
Where it just collects beautiful stickers, beautiful gowns.
It's like
dresses.
You have a it's like a journal where you just make where you keep your collection of stickers.
I was always I could never really commit to where I like if I had stickers and I really liked them. I couldn't commit. I was boring. I kept them on the sheet.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever utilized stickers in a creative way.
I never put a bumper sticker on my car. I never put a sticker on my laptop. I never put a sticker on a water bottle.
I had a HRC sticker on one of my cars back in yonder day.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I'm a activist.
Yeah.
Actually, I had a huge collection of stickers recently from like a whole bunch of, you know, like anytime you buy something, they throw a sticker in there, like, or on Etsy, they'll like include a sticker for their brand or, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, what am I going to do with all these stickers? And so I put them all on a tray. And that is the tray where all of my bongs and bowls sit. So it's kind of like, you know.
Your sticker tray, bong tray.
Yes. Yeah. Have you ever been to the sticker store at the Grove?
No. Is it next to Dylan's candy bar?
Kind of. It's in that little farmer's market area. It's in the center of the farmer's market. And every time I go in there and I'm browsing, because I don't know. I've never bought anything from there, but I'll always go in because it seems like, oh, look at all the like stuff to look at. But I'm
how
like,
much does a sticker cost these days?
Like fair price.
Five for a dollar?
I don't know. One? I don't know.
Oh. I know exactly what place you're talking about now. It's like under the roof in the farmer's marketplace.
Yeah, baby. Like a teacher's dream. It's got like so many like sheets of stickers that are like, good job.
It was a really hard time for me when I left whatever grade was the last grade that they used to put stars on my papers.
Why?
I missed them.
Because you need validation? Because you yeah. seek outside validation for your
worth? I don't just
worth.
Want an A+ on the top of my paper. I want a fucking star sticker, too.
I, you know what? If I were a teacher, I would get ones that say, good try. Or like, it's so that everyone would get a sticker. I'm a participation trophy queen.
Why do you think they say close but no cigar?
Well, big
smoke.
Big smoke.
Big tobacco.
Big wacky tobacco at it again.
I'll Google it. Why close but no cigar?
Probably because, like, you get a cigar if you win and you smoke a cigar to celebrate. Like, you were close, but you can't have a cigar. Once in high school, we had a cigar, and my friend puked. And I was like, you know what? I actually am not going to hit it.
It turns out close but no cigar comes from the 1920s at the carnival when prizes were frequently cigars.
Oh.
Big tobacco.
Well, that's disgusting.
And so when you would lose the shoot the water in the little bullseye to make the duck go, they'd be all close but no cigar, baby.
Okay. That's cool.
When do you think they switched from cigars to stuffed animals prizes at the carnival? When did Big Stuffed get involved?
Big Cotton?
Do you think Big Stuffed is the same for Oreos and stuffed animals?
No. No and. Have you ever won anything at a carnival? Have you ever won anything?
Okay, so one time when I was at Cedar Point.
Okay, is that a carnival? No.
They have carnival games. They have carnival games.
Sure, sure.
One time I was at Cedar Point and I really wanted this stuffed animal of like a lemur. And I was never going to win the prize because it was a hard game. And so I cried. And my mom's boyfriend told the guy, can I just give you $20 for this stuffed animal? And then he did, and I got it. So sometimes crying gets you what you want.
You know about when I was at the Michigan Theater. I feel like I've told this story.
Big tears.
What?
Big tears.
Big tears?
Yes. When you cry to get what you want.
Yes. I told you the story about the Michigan Theater.
I think we just recently, within the last 20 to 30 episodes, talked about you hiding behind the curtain.
Yes. Big tears got me what I wanted.
To either get a hula hoop or... It was a foam noodle. It was a noodle for your pool.
It was a pool noodle. Yes. Yes.
Big tears, baby.
Big tears, baby.
Did you have anything important to talk about today?
Usually, no. Well, you know, there's a few things on my list. Number one.
Yes.
We are being threatened.
I thought you were going to say audited.
No. Worse. We're being threatened.
You and I?
Yes. Culturally.
I haven't seen a threat.
The threats are coming in from one person specifically.
Whomst?
Ed Sheeran.
What did he threaten us with?
He said he's going to keep doing his albums with symbols.
Well, yeah, he said he's got the next... I saw that. He said, now that I've gone through all of Big Math.
So he did Big Math. He is owned by Big Math. That's the deal. Did.
What did he do?
Hey, you know what? You know how my name is Matthew?
Yes.
My sisters used to call me Math. And I used to be Big. Was I Big Math?
I think so. I don't think you've ever been Big.
You haven't seen me in middle school. Proportionally to my height, it was
substantial.
Yes, I was giving shape.
So, speaking of shapes.
Remember so he did Sheeran's what did he do
shape of you
he did shut up he did plus he did
he
minus
plus, he did minus he did divide he did multiply
okay
and maybe did he do one equal? More yeah and I think equal, he did equal maybe. There were okay. five I believe
He's done five of these little shenanigan albums, so he's going to do symbols as titles for the next five. What are they?
I don't think I don't think he said five. No. He's going to switch.
Yes, he did.
No, baby. He said he's switching categories, and he's going to go with another theme of something that has
of symbols.
Five. No.
He said he will continue to use symbols as titles for his next five albums.
No, I read it as that he's like going with earth, wind, fire, and water, and heart for his next five album titles. He said,
no way.
I've got a theme. I'm switching categories, but it's sticking to a theme.
I think play, pause.
Oh, God. I think love, forward, angel, music, and baby.
Rewind. Shuffle.
He couldn't possibly. Replay. You're telling me he's doing asterisk, exclamation point, question mark, dollar sign?
I like a percentage sign. That is a fun little one right there. Or a dollar sign. That's also fun.
What about a carrot?
Asterisk is nice. Dash.
Ampersand?
Ampersand is great. Great, 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 great.
But
it's giving plus.
Oh.
It's like, we already did that, girl.
It's giving yes and.
Bracket.
And what if he went with control, alt, delete?
Tilde?
What?
Tilde. Ampersand? Bracket. Plus.
I fell into a rabbit hole on our neglected Psychobabble Facebook page because I saw somebody had like commented on a video last week. And so that I was watching clips from the full screen era.
Oh, girl.
I laughed a lot. I guess we're funny.
Yeah.
But you were going on a tangent about fake names. And you were talking about, like, Undria.
Undria?
As, like, a fake name.
Did it come up somewhere? Was that somebody's name? Undria.
And you said... And you,
oh, like Andrea?
Yes.
Okay.
And you said, I've had it with these fake fucking names, like, Undria. And then you said, and Margaret. And I lost. And I lost it because one of the producers at Full Screen who was working on our show was named Margaret, and I lost it in the episode and in the clip. And I laughed.
Well,
I laughed for like 2 minutes and I could not get it back together. And I don't know if we'd ever, I'm sure people have heard that episode, but I don't know if they ever understood why I was laughing as hard as I was. But that woman was like sitting like 20 feet away, and you said,
I said what I said. Some people need to be told, and some people need to be told via podcast.
I hope she told her mom what you said. Anyways, I don't know why Amberstand made me think of that, but maybe Amberstand?
Ooh.
I don't know.
I have a question. Hudson and I got into an argument last night about this.
Oh, okay. God. Was there yelling?
Yeah. He said, 100% of adults on Earth have shit themselves. I said, well, first of all, there's no way to know that. And B, I disagree. There's got to be one adult that hasn't shit themselves. Sorry to burst the bubble, but there's at least one person out there that has not shit themselves.
Are you saying...
like, as an adult.
So like once they turn 18 plus?
Just sure.
Well, yeah, I need to know the cutoff. I think 17-year-olds are much more likely to shit themselves.
Than an 18-year-old?
Than a 38-year-old.
Disagree. But that's neither here nor there. My point is not everyone has shit themselves.
I would side with you on this. I would say not everyone has shit themselves.
I would say the majority of people have at one point trusted the fart in some way or like just couldn't hold it,
handle it. Didn't know they had diarrhea onset.
Yes. Some people, most people.
Have had an oopsie daisy.
Right. Well, the reason it came up was there was an article about, okay, so you know Hillary Clinton?
Heard of her.
and her daughter Chelsea Clinton.
Heard of her?
Okay, so they were at a Broadway show. They were seeing Some Like It Hot.
Okay. One of them and shit themselves?
Somebody allegedly shit themselves. They were seeing the Broadway show. They were sitting in the audience, blah, 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 blah. And somebody left a surprise in the aisle.
Yeah.
Near them.
Okay.
Two human turds in the aisle just near the famous political duo, a source told the publication.
I as you know, I worked in banking for a long time.
Okay.
I twice saw a customer shit themselves while at the bank.
Okay, but did they keep it in the pants or was it like left somewhere?
It was like they were wearing sweatpants. The one I remember more clearly, they were wearing sweatpants and they like shook it down out the leg. But the thing that I don't understand is like, I think I'm siding with you. Like if I'm saying somebody shit their pants, it's because maybe they were sick and they trusted the fart and it was like a little diarrhea. Ooh. One of the people at the bank, it was like a turd. Oh, and like, how does that I don't get. That I don't understand. I've never done that.
Well, if it's a turd, it's like you had to, it didn't just seep out.
Right.
It was transported. It was allowed out, I find. It was granted an exit interview. And it found its way. It went, you know, and especially if it got down outside of the sweatpant. Not to talk about shit the whole time. But, like, if it got down outside of the sweatpant leg, a lot of sweatpant legs have a little elastic at the bottom.
At the ankle.
So what? You've got skinny ankles or you shook it out. Oh, that ain't right. That ain't right.
I saw at the bank, I saw two customers shit themselves, multiple peed while like in a chair. One little kid one office I worked at, they had like the safe deposit box area was like open in the middle of the bank and some little kid ran in there and just peed. Yeah, a lot of dealing with the public. I just saw a TikTok the other day about of some woman who was at a Goodwill and she was shopping and walking around and shopping and she pooped and let it out.
I saw a post about some rave. I don't know what, but people were at a rave and they were up against the fence and they were fucking.
Through the fence.
No, they were butt fucking at the front of the concert of the rave, and they were not clean, and there was shit, and it was like it was ruining everyone's rave.
I believe that.
I don't like that. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. Some like it hot, not me.
Why were you and Hudson talking about this in the first place?
Well, it just came up.
Was it you?
I don't know.
Was it you? Were you at the rave?
No. Well, I did go to a rave this weekend.
And?
It was a brother's trip, me and my little brother. We went to Beyond Wonderland, which is in San Bernardino, which we've been to.
Yeah. I went there for your birthday.
Oh, yeah. You were looking like you had no recollection whatsoever. Well, I've been to it twice before, and both times I've only been one day. So this is my first time going both days, and it was fun. It was lovely. Nobody shit near us, I don't think.
I love that for you. Did you dress up? Did you wear looks?
Yeah. I mean, I was giving like...
A rave girl in the woods?
No.
Stoner boss, like, babe?
No, like techno goth.
You're giving fucked through a fence at a rave and pooped.
Yeah, something like that. My little brother was feeling his oats. It was cute. It was his first like rave festival experience, and he was in his element. I felt like I was passing the torch.
Can you hear the loud construction that just recently started outside my window?
I can, because I'm listening through my, but I have different audio than the podcast, so who knows if the podcast.
I apologize for the last 5 minutes if we can hear that.
It's fine. It's fine.
There has been construction going on my street for 2 weeks, and I hate it. It's
I've got some news.
I would love to hear it.
Our queen, Bibi Rexha,
yeah,
has achieved a new record of history.
Okay, and what was that?
She's the longest charting female artist on Billboard Hot Country.
With Meant to Be?
I have no clue. I thought, is she a country artist? Does she have a country song?
She had that song with Florida Georgia Line.
Didn't catch it.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, little bee.
She's also the longest charting female artist on Billboard Dance Electronic. Spent at number one.
With I'm Blue Dabba D?
Maybe. Who knows? I don't have the details, but I thought, good for her. She's really making a name for herself.
She really did that, TM.
All things considered.
Yeah, speaking of music.
Go on.
Did you know you can make Spotify folders for your playlists?
Go on.
It really changed my life last week.
What do you mean?
So I had at least 100 playlists on my Spotify, which is stressful to begin with. And they were all over the place and disorganized and this and that. And I figured out you can make folders and you can group your Spotify playlist by folders.
Okay, well, maybe I'll try that out. Maybe I will.
It was a big week for me, you know.
Maybe I'll try it out.
As you know. Hey.
What?
So, you know Lemon from RuPaul's Drag Race Canada?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I saw Lemon tweeted, if you had to pick three cartoon characters for your dream blunt rotation.
Three cartoon characters?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who would you pick?
Well, who did she say?
I don't think she said. Or if she did say, I didn't stick around on her Twitter long enough to get the answer. I just thought,
from American Dad.
I think you're going to say Roger Klotz from Doug.
No. No.
That was like the bully from Doug.
No. Maybe that, what's her name? Helga Pataki.
From Hey Arnold?
And maybe TJ Detweiler.
I think it's boring that you picked all humans.
What do you want from me? You want me to get a dog high?
What about Eeyore?
That's a pass, obviously.
Wait, what about cat dog? And does that count as one or two?
It can't shit, so I don't know.
But if you're smoking weed with cat dog, is it one or two?
One up or two down.
Would you get stoned with Miss Frizzle?
Yes.
I think she'd be on my list.
She's a good one. She's the good one. Who's like, are there any stoner cartoon characters?
Yeah, I think Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh would be good. He'd be trying to snack.
Oh, bother.
Tigger? No.
Too much energy for me.
Too much.
Actually,
too much.
Weed might mellow out Tigger.
Yeah.
Well. Well, you want to get stoned with Rick or Morty?
Brick or Morty?
Wait, which guy did you say from American Dad?
Roger.
Is that the alien?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's not a human.
Okay, fair. I thought you were talking about the American Dad.
Mr. Dad?
What's his name?
I don't know his name. I don't know.
You like that Peter. Show.
Peter.
That's Family Guy.
I don't know.
Would you get stoned with any Pokemon?
Ooh, maybe. You know what? I think Mewtwo would be an experience. Because like, he's got a lot of thoughts. He's really dealing with some inner turmoil. So maybe we would have a deep conversation.
Could Mewtwo be able to Can he speak? You know how all the other Pokemon only say their names, right?
Well, Mewtwo can speak, but I don't think he uses his mouth. He uses, like, telepathy of some sort.
Okay, so is he the only one that can talk?
Meowth can speak, but only the Meowth with Team Rocket. But I don't know if I ever figured out why he can speak.
Okay, so then that takes Pokemon off of my list, though, because I was considering it, but, like, the last thing I want to do is be stoned with a Pokemon that can only repeat its name.
Yeah, it's and, like, what are you on about?
And actually, why do Pokemon not have, like, names?
What do you mean?
They're all just their species, no?
Yeah, so, like, it's like calling every dog, dog.
Right.
Which I'm not against. I feel like that actually is, like, it's effective.
I think like, that's also pretty dumb. What if we could only be, like, human?
Like, called human or say human?
Both.
Human. Then this podcast would be riveting.
I guess we'll do that for next week's episode.
But I feel like people can understand them, or they can understand each other, even though they're only saying their own name.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know.
Great. Well, let us know which cartoon characters you would get stoned with.
Dream cartoon blunt rotation.
I'm into it.
I saw this. There's this person on TikTok who does a seating chart of celebrities who all share the same birthday. And what they do is a new TikTok every day with like 8 celebrities that have that birthday. Okay.
And what's the seating chart for?
Like most chaotic seating chart of the people who share the same birthday.
But is it like an 8-person dinner, I mean?
Sure, yeah. And they put me next to Reese Witherspoon, which I was happy about, but it also triggered me because every year I say happy birthday to her, and every year I don't get any type of acknowledgement about it. Not even a pity like, not even a heart in her Instagram comments. And I want to say, you know what? I'm dedicated to celebrating you.
You know what they say?
What?
If you're giving a gift to receive a gift, you're in the wrong.
I'm not trying to receive anything.
It sounds like you are.
I just feel ignored, neglected.
Is Rosie O'Donnell the day before or after you?
I think 2 days before me.
Okay.
Which is big.
I want to do a seating chart for my birthday.
They you can go look. They do every single day, and they decide who would be the most awkward next to everyone.
Well, I hope they sat me next to Wanda Sykes and Bryan Cranston.
Maybe. You could do your seating chart.
I think there's literally only... I only know, like, 3 people. Laura Prepon. Do you even know who that is?
The name rings a bell, but more so because of Grey Poupon.
She is Donna in That 70s Show.
Oh, yes.
And I forget what her name is on Orange is the New Black.
Did you see any TikTok, any like videos of that TikTok hearing?
Well, you know, it's just Facebook lobbied Congress to get TikTok banned because TikTok is doing more ads and is more popular than Facebook.
Yeah, well, big Facebook.
Big Zuckerberg.
But like the amount of Congress people who are
don't understand the internet.
Yes. Oh my God. Not to be like there should be a cutoff for age for like serving in office or something, but like there should be like at least like an awareness test of like anything. Like I definitely think all age groups and all demographics deserve to have representation in their government. However, you should have some competence about the world, because there were Congress people being like clueless, asking clueless questions about like the type of questions grandparents will ask you on how to like do their phones. And it was like, oh my God, these people are deciding like
everything.
Everything. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's That's their priority, as if every single social media platform, as if every single website, as if every single app isn't tracking all of our information, but they're mad because TikTok...
they don't get to have any of it.
I don't know.
Yeah, and the amount of Congress people being like, TikTok is just little girls dancing and pedophiles on my For You page. And like, who isn't telling the Congress people like, psst, your For You page is because of what you watch and what you like and what you save. Like, them openly admitting that TikTok is only little girls dancing, like, blink, 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 blink.
I haven't seen a dancing video on mine in years.
Yeah. Messy girls. Messy, messy. Messy.
All right. Well, that's it.
No way.
Yes,
it's done.
Way.
No, we didn't even get to talk about Gwyneth Paltrow.
Well, save it for next week.
No.
I'm sure the trial will still be going. What do you have to say?
I don't know. Goop gotcha. If I were the prosecutor, I would tell that person who got hit by Gwyneth, goop gotcha.
I think he hit her.
I didn't follow any of it.
I haven't either. I've only seen clips here and there, so honestly.
It's giving Sunny.
Don't yell at me if you disagree, but I saw a clip of her being like, he hit me.
I don't know. All I saw was the clip of her being like, I lost a day of skiing.
Half a day.
Well.
Babe, they've started chainsawing cement outside my window, and that can't sound good for the listeners.
So, I like it.
So
I like
we
it.
We gotta go.
Have you ever chainsawed?
No. Yes. I don't know.
Oh, so what's the truth? What's the truth?
Where can people find you?
Chainsawing.
Yeah, same.
Okay.
Well, I can't wait to go outside and be a Karen to these construction workers.
You be scaring.
Who do you think you are chainsawing my cement?
Corey, where can people find you?
Yelling.
Okay.
Probably organizing my Spotify playlist because honestly, it changed my life.
I need to try it.
You have to do it on desktop, but tote's worth it.
Well, yeah, I would never do anything with Spotify on my phone. It takes forever, and my thumbs can't, you know.
All right.
Anyway. All right.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Honey, the power's out.
Flashlight's dead. Can't find batteries.
Hey, neighbors, want to borrow my Star Patrol spotlight?
That flashlight lights up the whole house.
Watch, the Star Patrol can light up the whole neighborhood. It can illuminate up to a half mile away.
A half mile? That's insanely bright.
And the Turbo Boost increases brightness up to 100%.
Whoa, now that's insanely bright.
With 10 illumination modes, the Star Patrol is a flashlight, spotlight, floodlight, emergency light, and more. And with an ultra-fast USB power bank, you can even charge your phone with it. Plus, the Star Patrol is fully rechargeable and backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
So how do I get one of these Star Patrols?
Go to GetStarPatrol.com and you'll get it with free Turbo Boost, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. Again, that's GetStarPatrol.com. GetStarPatrol.com.